It's just after 9 on a Tuesday night, and Chris Wilson looks ready for bed. He's stripped down to a t-shirt, baggy shorts, and white socks. But instead of calling it a night, he slides his 6-foot-7-inch frame behind his desk, and with a few clicks of the mouse, he goes to work. Only, at 26 years old, this isn't the job he had in mind.
I don't know. I guess I've always planned to go into medicine from the time I was little through, really, up until about 2 years ago.
That's when Wilson got swept up in the party poker craze. He was getting his master's degree at the time, and what began as entertainment soon started to pay the rent and eventually became his full-time job. And he's not alone. Wilson estimates that up to 250,000 people may be betting online at the same time.
It's kind of like the golden handcuffs, and the hourly rate they make from playing it is just too high to get away from, even though they don't enjoy playing anymore. But I still enjoy playing. And if it ever got to the point where I didn't, I would stop.
His eyes dart back and forth as he plays four hands at once. But this is only half speed. Wilson can manage as many as 8 at a time.
Okay, so in this hand right now, the pot is $400. And
after thousands of hands, he says playing the right card in every situation becomes second nature.
It's pretty much on autopilot, so the only thing that's really holding me back is how fast I can click the mouse.
Wilson's strategy is simple. Make the best statistical play more often than the other guy. The more you play over a period of time, the higher your odds of coming out on top. He says that this year alone, he's played over 200,000 hands.
And it takes about that many hands to, like, actually, for your results to actually really mean anything. Less than that, and luck just influences too much.
Pointing to a graph of his earnings for the year that peaks in the six figures, Wilson says winning was easier than he thought, but there were unexpected challenges. Tracking his winnings, itemizing business expenses, and writing checks to interest groups that lobby for the online poker industry. He says it's not as glamorous as Hollywood makes it out to be.
It's just a grind, just like everything else. It's a job.
Even for those that don't make a living gambling online and view it simply as entertainment, there are risks involved. The National Council on Problem Gambling reports that between 4 and 8 million Americans have gambling habits that damage their careers and personal lives. For Wilson, the biggest drawback to his unintended profession is coping with a solitary lifestyle.
It's dinner time.
It's almost 11 when he first takes his eyes off the screen.
Stuffed chicken breast from Whole Foods. Pretty sophisticated. It's not all delivery pizza for all poker players.
Wilson plays until the early hours of the morning. There's not much opportunity for water cooler conversation. And even for the most profitable player, it can lead to boredom.
There are a lot of things that it leaves to be desired in terms of a career and stuff like that. I can't really see myself sitting here grinding these tables in 15 years from now or something like that.
Although online poker may not be part of his career plan, those golden handcuffs could help Wilson foot the bill for med school. For Intern Edition, I'm Elliot Hannon.